Among the advantages that public sector workers have over many private sector workers are defined benefit retirement plans. Unlike defined contribution retirement plans, which specify how much money will go into a retirement plan, defined benefit plans identify the specific benefit that will be payable to employees at retirement. One's retirement benefit is generally supplied in the form of regular payments over the course of a lifetime, beginning at what the plan defines as normal retirement age, typically 65, this according to the National Endowment for Financial Education. The result is that defined benefit plan participants enjoy greater certainty regarding their retirement income. However, the share of compensation costs paid by state and local governments for defined benefit plans reached 10% this past September. That's the highest level on record and up from about 6% a decade ago. In other words, governments need to contribute more money to shore up defined benefit plans so their workers are receiving less current income. There are two primary factors at work. One is declining investment returns. The expected rate of return for pensions has declined, according to the Center for Retirement Research. Moreover, during the financial crisis, many governments failed to pay the full amount required to keep pensions fully funded, which means that more must now come out of worker paychecks. For WIPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.